Happy 2014. It's Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on January 5th, and I'm welcoming you to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 if you'd like a schedule or like to know what's going on. Or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. And we are sitting here this morning at Laguna's only FM, KX93.5, bringing you meditation. So I thought it's the beginning of the year, and we should start off the beginning of the year with our meditation practice as something wholly new. And the point of meditation really isn't about becoming a Buddhist or learning Eastern ceremonies or rituals or bowing or any of that. What's important about meditation is how to find the benefit from it in your life. And when we take time to quiet ourselves, we can sense that our lives could be lived with greater compassion and greater wakefulness. So to meditate is to support this inner potential and allow it to come forth into our lives. And there's a lot of great forms of meditation, but a good meditation practice is any one that develops awareness or mindfulness of our body, of our senses, of our mind, and of our heart. It doesn't really matter what kind you choose. What is important is that after you choose a form of meditation, that you try to practice it regularly. So on Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People, that's the type of meditation that this is, where we're trying to access all the different tools and disciplines that are available to us to deepen our sense of peace, our reduction of stress, and to allow ourselves to actually have a deeper relationship with ourselves and with others. Meditation for Beginners is one of my favorite books if you're learning how to meditate. I really think this is a good one. The author's name is Jack Kornfield, and he's a wonderful meditation teacher. He talks about meditation for beginners. In Meditation for Beginners, Jack Kornfield talks about the most important basic exercises for meditation. And one of them is called Vipassana. And Vipassana is a Pali word, sort of an ancient Hindu word, meaning to see things as they really are. And this kind of practice emphasizes mindful attention and developing this immediate awareness of one's experience in all spheres of activity. So what does that mean to us? When we're meditating, we're emphasizing attention to what's in our immediate awareness. And you can ask yourselves, what would this have to do with reducing stress? Well, if you think about it, stress comes from not being in the present moment, but being worried about the past or worried about the future. And as we get caught up in the energy of these worries, of these thoughts, fears, anticipations, even excitement, we're no longer aware of being in the present moment. And as you learn to meditate and you begin to practice, you'll really notice that when you allow yourself to be mindful of the simplicity of this present moment, of the unfolding of each moment, of each breath, that you can't help but feeling more relaxed, and you can't help but let go of that sense of stress and anxiety. So in Meditation for Beginners, the meditations are developed and designed to help you shine this light of mindfulness on every aspect of your daily experience and to show you how to extend the power of loving kindness and patience to yourself and others. There's another name for mindfulness practice or Vipassana practice, and it's called insight meditation. And it means that we're discovering a way to develop an inner relationship with ourselves, a stillness in the midst of activity. So today we're going to start with the simplest of mindfulness meditation, and that is with the awareness of our environment, the awareness of our breath. We're going to learn to label our breath, to label our thoughts, and to use the body, sounds, sensations, and the flow of breath as an anchor point to be able to touch back in to the present moment. So to wrap up reading to you a little bit from Meditation for Beginners, Jack Kornfield says, to begin to meditate is to look into our lives with interest and kindness and discover how to be wakeful and free. We have so many ideas and beliefs about ourselves. We tell ourselves stories about what we want and who we are. And often these are unexamined and limited ideas that we've internalized and that we've gone on to live out. To meditate is to discover new possibilities, to awaken the capacity that each of us has to live more wisely, more lovingly, more compassionately, and more fully. So here we go. Find a comfortable place to either sit down or lie down, making sure that your back is supported, your legs are uncrossed. If you're sitting up in a crisscross kind of position on the floor, that's fine, but don't cross your legs if you're sitting in a chair. Allow your hands to rest in your lap. Like they can either be palms down on your thighs, or you can rest your left palm in your right palm, face up in your lap, and let your thumbs touch at the ends. This will help calm your mind. Sit up tall. Extend the spine all the way out as if it went out the top of the head by lowering your chin a little bit, letting the back of your neck be long, and start to really settle in to your position of lying down or sitting down, sort of snuggling into your support. Now, we're going to take three deep breaths in through the nose and blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth, as if you were blowing on the flame of a candle, just trying to make it flicker and not blow it out. Inhaling deeply through the nose. Exhaling as slowly as you can, blowing through the mouth three times. Begin to allow the breath to flow in and out of the nose. And notice the temperature of the air as it comes in. It feels cool. And it's warm and moist as it goes back out. And as each breath flows in and out, we're going to label the breath. We're going to name the breath silently to ourselves. So as we inhale, we say to ourselves, inhale, and we follow it from beginning to end with our mind's eye. And then as the exhale flows, we say, exhale. Nice and easy. So when our mind connects with this action of the body, this natural flow of breath, we give the mind something to do. So we label the inhale and we label the exhale. Do this a couple more times. Just training the mind to focus on what you want it to focus on instead of letting it wander around with thoughts. And now we're going to focus on the body for a few minutes by bringing the breath and the awareness all the way down into your feet. And as you inhale, imagine filling the feet with breath and noticing all the sensations there. And then allow that breath to move up into the ankles, continuing the awareness, the filling with breath, relaxing sensation. Moving the breath up into your shins and your calves, imagining that you can feel your bones, your skin, up into the knees, further up into the thighs, feeling the long bones and the heavy muscles, and allow the legs to be completely supported. Give them to the support. Let them be your foundation without effort. Your attention and your breath into your hips, into the low back, into the low belly, and loosen the grip. Allow yourself to soften the belly from the inside out. Feel the ribs and the middle back expand and contract with the diaphragm in each breath. And if you get lost, you can remind yourself to come back by saying inhale, exhale with each breath. Move the breath into the chest and under the arms, and imagine your shoulder blades slide down your back and tuck in like wings. This moves the heart forward, softening and opening and lifting in the chest. Let your collarbones spread while the shoulders drop down to the elbows and the elbows slide to the wrists and fingers, and feel the temperature and weight of the hands. Lower the chin slightly, drop the jaw, the teeth are parted. The face softens, the eyes roll down, the forehead softens. The back of the neck lengthens while the crown of the head opens to the sky. And you see, you can run your awareness throughout your body whenever you choose to direct your attention there. All the while, the backdrop of breath is flowing in and out. And you can label it when you remember to inhale. Simply label them thinking. So if a thought comes wandering by, you say to yourself, oh, it's just thinking. And you come back to the body sensation, the weight, the temperature, and labeling your inhale and exhale a few times just to anchor back into the present moment, learning how to let yourself be.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FM KX93.5. And this morning, we're practicing meditation for ordinary people. Simple. Inhale and exhale. Just learning how to let go of stress and distractions and be in the present moment. Notice where your thoughts have taken you. If you've lost a sense of your body and your awareness of breath, no big deal. Happens all the time. That's why we call meditation meditation practice. We're always practicing remembering ourselves. And we can see how easily it is to forget. So when the thoughts come, you simply label them thinking. And you come back to the sensations in the body and labeling the inhale and the exhale. Learning about your own patterns of distraction. Gaining insight. Tracing your awareness from the soles of your feet all the way up to the crown of the head and all the way back down to the feet again. This will help anchor you back into the present moment and continue to follow the pattern of the breath. Just training the mind how to be here, how to be present in this moment.
Oh.
to your sensations. And imagine the breath moves into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw that breath up the back until it touches the roof of the mouth. And as you exhale, allow the breath to spill down the front of the spine and return to the belly. Inhaling up the back. Exhaling down the front. A couple more times. Sealing in this experience. This knowledge and inner wisdom of what it feels like to let go of distractions, let go of stress, and simply be. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan on Laguna's only KX93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 for more information, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. This is Lori, and I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I'm wishing you peace in the new year.